It's been on here, you pulled it up on here. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today's April 12, 2019, and the time is 1:05 p.m. We're scheduled to go until 3 p.m. for this meeting. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Do we have another packet for Congressman Tillman?
I share.
I don't share very. I'm nice. Not nice.
Oh.
Okay. This is yours. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Tillman, please lead us in a word of prayer.
Absolutely. If y'all would please join me in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. You're
welcome.
I like it when you do that. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We're looking at the minutes from April 10th. Congresswoman Pratt.
The meeting was called to order at 2:35. It says, under the following member was absent, there is no name. But then later it says, I arrived at the meeting when the meeting was called to order. So I'm confused.
Ms. Merle, do you have... The clerk's going to research the question there on that entrance while you were present. So anything else?
I make a motion to approve as amended after the clerk checks to verify when we actually started. And she can make those changes.
So I move to approve as corrected?
Yes.
Okay. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say yes, please.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? The minutes from April 10th are approved. Next item on our agenda is consideration of appointees. We've been assigned, seems like we've passed somebody out of committee already, but we've been assigned several to our committee. These are the remaining ones that we have that we've received their information that Congress sends out to them for, it's a questionnaire. The first appointee, Mr. Goad, I think I had him on an agenda earlier, and committee members asked if he would come to the table with us, and I contacted him through the chair of the Gaming Enterprise Board, and he is here with us today. Mr. Goad, would you please come join us at the table today? We're so glad to have you here, and thank you for your willingness to serve on the Osage LLC board. We appreciate it. Either place that you feel comfortable is just fine. Let me see, looking for your appointment. There it is right here. Okay, we have Mr. Goad's documents before us. And I will open up the floors for questions. Congresswoman Buffalo Good Fox.
Thank you for being here. What would you say the board's sole purpose is?
Get into businesses to make the tribe money.
You don't have anything else? Okay. Any other members of the committee? Congresswoman Stabler.
Mr. Goad, can you tell us from your experience or what in your past experience can you bring to the board?
Mostly common sense. Excuse me. I trained horses for a number of years, which I guess you consider a business. I managed several gas stations for Derby Oil Company for 2 or 3 years. I can do better listening to the board members that are on there. I got a lot of faith in them. Both of them.
Mr. Goad, can I ask you, I know these are really obtrusive microphones, but people listening to our committee meeting cannot hear you unless you speak directly into the microphone. Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry for interrupting. Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe you've had some interim time with the board right now, been on the board for a little while. So, in your experience so far, what have you felt like you've been able to contribute in this last couple of months or 3 months?
The most thing I've contributed, I think, is just listening to them, seeing which way they are trying to go with them, trying to get us down the road and dig us out of the hole that it was in. And it was in a hole.
Congressman Tillman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Goad. Thank you for being here, sir. You're on a economic development board, correct?
Yes.
Economic development. Let me just ask a question. If you were given the opportunity to open up a business here in downtown Pawhuska, what would that be?
Sightseeing.
A sightseeing business.
Maybe a Western store. There seems to be a number of restaurants.
Do you think it's something that your board, you all need to look at? Because I heard Kay Bills one time say something pretty simple that she'd like to do little things as well, even here in the city of Pawhuska. So I was just curious what you thought, because I think there's a lot of opportunity here. I think for the past 3 to 4 years with the megastore across the street, we haven't done a whole lot to capitalize on that. So I'm glad to hear you say, you know, possibly a Western store I think would work, maybe something else. And hopefully in the future we'll look into some of those endeavors. Thank you, sir.
Any other members? Any points of discussion? Congresswoman Stabler?
With your experience so far with the board and all that they've gone through right now while they've been trying to move ahead, how confident do you feel about the future of Osage LLC and its companies?
I feel very confident from what I've seen, where they come from, where they're at now, and where they're wanting to go.
Anyone else? Mr. Goode, we thank you for your time this afternoon. What this committee is charged with doing is reviewing your questionnaire and determining whether you're qualified, and there's no legal or ethical barriers for your service. And then we report that, whatever the findings of this committee is, we will report that out to Congress. The next step in our rules is that someone of the Congress members would make a motion to place you on a session agenda for confirmation, and then a confirmation would be voted on if that step happened. So I just wanted to let you know what was next. I really appreciate your time coming in today, and thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you all.
And is there anything else you would like to say to us? I don't know if I gave you the opportunity to speak to us. You did the other day at a meeting. I'm sorry, I did not give you the opportunity to speak first, so my apologies.
The only thing that, and I think I probably said it the other day when Chief first asked me, I tried every way in the world to get out of it, and he wouldn't have it. The reason why I like doing what we're doing is I'd like to get back to the tribe.
Thank you. I think that's why we sit here too, is that we want to make our nation a better place. So thank you for your willingness to do so and coming in today and talking to this committee. Nope. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chair would entertain a motion.
Move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Mark Goode for a 3-year term to the Osage LLC as a candidate who is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Have a motion. Is there a second to the motion?
Excuse me. I need more time. I don't know.
Well, a motion to table. There's no second. Motion dies for lack of a second. I'm looking for a motion to move on.
Let me ask the chair this. When's our next scheduled meeting?
Our next scheduled meeting is Tuesday, 4 o'clock. We have a presentation from ONES board and some pieces of legislation on there, and I can move this to that agenda.
I would prefer that. I'm just me. I don't know about anyone else.
I'm still looking for a motion to either move away from this, put it on the table, or postpone it.
I'll make a motion to table.
Postpone
to the next meeting.
I have a motion to postpone to the next meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Lemon. All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We'll put this on the next committee meeting's agenda. Okay, next appointee we have is Mr. Mark Rivard. He's been appointed to our Gaming Enterprise Board. It's a reappointment for him. He's served on the board for 3 years. And I would like to invite you to the table, Mr. Rivard, anywhere you feel comfortable with sitting.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Rivard.
Hello.
I was a little bit remiss with Mr. Goad. I'm going to give you a few minutes to talk to us about your appointment and your current service on the board, and then I'll open the floor up to the committee to ask some questions.
Okay. All right, well, Chairwoman, I appreciate the invite and the rest of Congress, and also Chief Standing Bear for appointing me and or recommending me again. The somewhat like Mr. Goad, I guess to summarize, I think one of y'all asked a question of, you know, why would you want to serve on the board? And similar to his response, it's to serve the nation. And I've been asked to be on other boards and in the past 10 to 15 years and serve in different other capacities. And I didn't think I had quite honestly, I didn't think I had the experience at that point in my life to be able to contribute, although I had wanted to do something with the nation, just really kind of continuing my family's legacy, my father's legacy, quite honestly, and learning more about my heritage and the nation. So when I was asked to serve on the board the last time, or the first time, it was an honor like it is again, and came in not really knowing what to expect, but have learned quite a bit over the last 3 years of the importance of the Gaming Enterprise Board and its mission in order to be able to fund basically the operations of the nation. And I'd like to say I've learned quite a bit about gaming, about the nation, but also about myself as well. So it's been an honor to serve up to this point.
Thank you, Mr. Rivard. We appreciate your willingness to serve. I'm going to open up the floor to the committee members for questions. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Would you ever entertain a nomination by your peers to chair the gaming board?
You know, that was brought up, I think, maybe last year, whenever it was, whenever we did that before. And it was something, at that time, I didn't feel like I had the experience of literally even just running the meeting. And even as I look at you all and the formalities of what you have to do, is something that I didn't know if I had the skill set at the beginning to do that, but it is something that I would entertain moving forward.
And then what would you say the board's sole purpose is?
I mean, without a doubt, it's to, in my opinion, it's a huge responsibility that the board has in order to protect what I believe is the biggest asset to the nation in the form of revenue generation, to fund the programs, to fund the all the different needs of the nation. So from my chair, it's pretty simple. It's just to try to earn as much revenue as possible, doing it in such a legal fashion, in a compliant fashion, so we can basically fund the needs of the nation.
Thank you.
Any more questions from the table? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Rivard, welcome.
Thank you.
Gaming compact with the state, I think it's coming up, renewing 2020. Is this year or next year?
2020.
What do you see? What are our biggest challenges?
talking about the experience and what have you, with learning the significance of the gaming compact and how the operations work, that's a huge concern, I think, not only for our casino and our board, but for the rest of gaming enterprises across the state. I think that it's a concern in a sense that, and I'm sure you all know, but our new governor is a really good friend of mine, and talking with him as he was running to become governor, trying to educate him, asking him questions about what his knowledge base on that was, and wasn't necessarily a lack of understanding, but the overall impression was, hey, the Oklahoma needs to get more revenue from the tribes. It was just a generalized statement. So I think it's what I envision coming is a big negotiation coming down the pipe for all of us, and my concern there would be to make sure that the Osage Nation, Osage people, that we have a seat at the table, but in the right seat. And but I think it's going to be one that we know there's going to be changes. It's probably going to increase on us. Our revenue share is going to go up. So we're somewhat concerned about that. It's an unknown kind of like interest rates moving around on us. So we know it's going to have implications on, for our gaming operations, but we think it's one we can manage.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Pratt. Who would like to be recognized right now?
I have a question.
I do not have a question.
Okay. Then I'll go.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Draw straws. Okay. Mr. Reward, hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that I thank you for accepting the nomination, reappointment. I appreciate your letter here, and I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. I appreciate your words, talking about the unification from all the leaders all throughout the nation, and how you look forward to working together in the future, and I feel the same about it. I believe that you have been a strong asset to the Gaming Enterprise Board. I believe that working with you the past few years, from the time I came on Congress and then moving forward, I feel that actually your appointment helped to, I guess I would say, somewhat strengthen the board, their independence. And I've appreciated your, even the leadership that you've shown, even, you know, not as the Congresswoman Goodfox spoke of possible chairmanship or something, you know, just thinking, because you provide that leadership to the board. And so I thank you for that. I believe you're an independent thinker. I see your comment about personality and passion, and I get it, and I understand. I know that it comes from a good place, but at the same time, you know, sometimes it takes time, and there's a lot we all have to learn. You know, we as Congress members have to come in. It's a lot of information to take in, the history, the goals moving forward, and so I know that we all have that time to settle in and learn, but then hit the ground running also and dig in and move forward. And so I've appreciated working with you. And I guess that's just what I want to say, but I appreciate that passion that you bring, because we all understand that, because we just want the best thing for the OSH people. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you were reappointed.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question either. I just really have a comment, and I just wanted to, it's pretty much what Congresswoman Pratt said, and I think it's extremely important, Mr. Rivard, that you are able to put down into words some self-reflection, and because that's very difficult for some people, and especially some very successful people even. And I love the idea, I love what you put in here, you know, as you feel it as a weakness. Of course, those aren't your words, this is my interpretation of it. And I think that's important, because when I've been in a profession where I was a manager and would interview candidates for jobs, some of the questions I would ask wouldn't necessarily pertain to the job, it would pertain to personality and other abilities that they may feel would be a strength that they could bring, or a weakness that they would want to try to improve upon. And I just have to say that sometimes Osages are thick-headed, you know, just like anybody else, and stubborn and not willing to, meet in the middle even sometimes. And that's okay to have strong convictions and to have that passion. And I think it's great, because we know you're all in when you decide to do something. And I just say kudos to you for listening and having the ability to self-reflect. Thank you.
Congressman Tilt.
I am.
I was going
to move to report.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just had a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
They can be brief. I hope they can be brief. Your experience as a mortgage in the mortgage banking industry. So I think that is grasp of finance, looking at financials, is a very important element to bring to a board, and I appreciate that, although we do have great financial people there. I know that, speaking on a high level, that it's the board's idea to move ahead, My question is what is your take on indebtedness of our industry? Just in a philosophical realm, we don't have to dive down into the business of the casinos.
I think debt in general, I think it scares a lot of people, you know, in our personal household budgets or even in a business setting. And, you know, and I don't profess, I don't know it all whatsoever. And I rely on our CFO quite a bit to, I'm always this devil's advocate asking him questions, what if, and really I'm learning when I'm asking the question. I'm not asking for any other reason other than just see if I'm thinking along the right path. When we did the bank loan to do the new Tulsa and the ranch, it was scary because it's a lot of money and it's a lot of responsibility. And so at the board level, it's not a sink or swim, but if we fail, we don't just fail as a board and I don't fail as an individual. We can impact the nation for years to come. So as we talk about the debt and what have you, I think we're always going to have debt, and you're really smart businessmen and the drivers, they can use debt as a tool. But that comes with a lot of education, a lot of performance and what ifs. And so we shouldn't be scared of it necessarily, but we should be mindful of it because we have to pay it back. And having worked in the banking industry my entire life, and my dad taught me this a long time ago, you know, we said when he was up here drilling wells that, you know, the bankers always love giving you money when the oil is high, but once it starts dropping, you know, they're not your best friends anymore. So those friendly smiles and all the, hey, you can do this, come on, you look great. You can get drunk on that philosophy a little bit, and I think we have to respect the debt. But I think we're always going to have it moving forward, and as we mature as a board, as an enterprise, I think we'll learn to be able to capitalize on new vehicles. And Tim and the leadership of the board and with the casino operations, we were able to really get some incredible terms with friendly covenants. You know, and that's why I'm always, and you've heard me in the meetings talk about the ranch. I mean, we were able to, and that's a huge deal. I knew it was big at the time. I didn't really, looking back on it, I'm respecting that more and more and more of the significance of that. And we were able to provide that, you know, and that's a big debt burden on a business entity that really, that wasn't the sole purpose. So using debt that way, I think it can achieve multiple goals.
Thank you, Mr. Rivard. That was my question I had, Congressman Tillman.
Move to report to Congress a recommendation for the appointment of Mark Rivard for a 3-year term to the Gaming Enterprise Board as a candidate who was qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We're in discussion. Mr. Rivard, do you have anything in closing you'd like to say during this discussion period? Brief moment.
You know, the only thing I would say is that, I'd appreciate your all's time and the consideration of the appointment. It's been an honor up to this point, and I'd love to continue to use my skill set to help the nation.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, this committee will report you to Congress as qualified by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers for service. And I think you probably heard the next steps that I told to Mr. Goad. Thank you so much,
you.
Mr. Rivard, for coming today. We do have some legislation concerning the enterprise. So are you planning on staying with us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is a consideration of Julie O'Keefe to the Foundation Board. You have her questionnaire in your packet, Ms. O'Keefe. I spoke with her and was not able to be here today, but said if need be, we could try to contact her by phone. I gave her the opportunity to come to a later meeting, and she said no, it'd be okay for us just to consider her now. So what's the committee's pleasure on this appointment? Congressman Tillman?
Read those options again.
We're considering her right now. She's on the table. She said we could give her a call if we needed to. I don't know if I gave another option that you're missing. Okay. Congresswoman Stabler.
I will say that she's been a past board member. She was in good standing with the other board members. She's been vetted before. I have no problem with moving forward with her nomination.
Okay, any more discussion? Chair would entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Yes.
Do you want to do it in discussion, or do you want to speak now? I looked back to you, and you didn't raise your hand. Assistant Chief, if the sure. Assistant Chief would like to be recognized. Assistant Chief Redcorn, you have double microphones.
You can get some exercise getting around up here. I wanted to say that I've known Ms. O'Keefe a really long time. She is as bright and as intelligent, but especially as forthright as any of the board members I've ever known. She certainly doesn't hold back when she has an opinion, and that's, in my opinion, exactly the kind of board member we need. That holds true about my performance as assistant chief too. So we nominate her for a really good reason. In my opinion, I really kind of wish she was on one of our business boards, but she is where she is. She understands fundraising, and she's a very intelligent woman. So I certainly hope she receives favorable consideration by the committee.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Any more discussion?
Now you have to talk about Mark.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. Entertain a motion for movement. Congresswoman Stabler.
Do you have something first? Oh. I make a motion that Julie O'Keefe is qualified by education experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
I have a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, Ms. O'Keefe will be reported to Congress. Next appointee on our agenda is Ms. Susan Nealon, appointed to the Gaming Enterprise Board for a term of 3 years. She is a current serving board member. We have her information in front of us. Is there any question, comment, discussion from the floor? I did speak with Ms. Nealon on the telephone. She was not able to be here at this meeting, and she went ahead and authorized me to go ahead and put her name on this agenda. So we have it here on the table with us. And is there any discussion about the questionnaire that's in front of you? Would you like to be recognized? Okay. I'm opening up the floor up for discussion on this questionnaire.
To report to Congress the recommendations for Susan Nealon as a candidate who is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service for the gaming board.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, Ms. Nealon will be reported to Congress at our next congressional session. Let me find my agenda. It got buried here in these papers. So we are at the next item on our agenda, which is consideration of ONCR 1906, a resolution to authorize and approve limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. I'll briefly give you the floor, and I believe there's an executive session that we're going to go into for the discussion of this vehicle, but you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. I asked for this to come back to committee. It was probably negligence on my part that when we
review the waiver of sovereignty, that we did not review the contract at the time. So that's what we're here to do today, is to go through the final draft of the contract for the waiver that goes along with the waiver.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion to enter into executive session.
So moved.
Second. All in favor of entering into executive session, signify by saying, oh, and we did not state, but it was for confidential and proprietary matters.
Sorry, recording. So amended.
Uh-huh. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gaming folks, are you guys going to go across the street or
second time I caught on to
well, okay. I meant.